Manning throws for it. He's got Tammy over the middle, and Jacob makes a fine catch inside the 25.
It's been an impressive first drive, but they want a touchdown. Play fake for Peyton in the pocket. Throws. He wants Dreesen.
Dreesen in the end zone with a terrific catch and a Denver touchdown.
It was important to score in that first drive for sure. Just feels good right now. You know, total team effort. You know, anytime you can win by whatever, more than four touchdowns in the NFL, so it's a good day.
Rolls to his left, throws on the run. Decker's got it at the 15, wide open inside the 10. Inside the 5, he's going to be into the end zone, and Denver's got a touchdown. Manning takes the snap, pumps once to the left. Plenty of time, hits the check down. Lance Ball wide open inside the 5, and Denver's got another third quarter touchdown. Their third after intermission.
I thought we got off to a good start again. A good start today for the first time. A good start to the first quarter and the third quarter. That was something we really emphasized all week in practice, was coming out of the blocks early, having good execution, and really had a chance to get two touchdowns there. We were pretty determined at halftime to come out and finish some of those drives that we had started, get some more touchdowns on the board. That's what we did, so that was encouraging to see.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard earlier on during that intro from tight end Joel Dreesen after his first quarter touchdown catch. And you also heard from Peyton Manning post-game following the Broncos' win over the Oakland Raiders Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. John, not a better way to get off the snide, get back in the win column, get to 2-2, then beating the Oakland Raiders and beating them handily at home, taking the lead from the first possession, never letting go, and kind of getting contributions from pretty much everyone addressed.
We really did. It was a great win. We needed it bad, especially coming off the two previous weeks where we hadn't come out and played very well and got behind and played catch-up for the two previous weeks. So to be able to come out, score on the first drive, not punt throughout the whole game, and play well. That was a key thing, is go out and execute and play well. That's what we're looking for, and we're able to do it against an in-division rival, to where we hadn't beat the Raiders at home in 4 years, and so it kind of hopefully starts the ball rolling, and we can continue to play well at home.
How much did that first drive kind of set the tone? You know, go for it on fourth down. Jacob Tammy makes a great catch, eventually punch it in for 6. You could feel the energy in the building right away pick up. Raiders maybe feel like they tried to run the ball. It was still close at half, but the momentum kind of went from there right from the get-go, something these guys, this team, this coach has been talking about for the last couple of weeks.
Well, we did, and I think the key thing about that is we came out of the shoot, but we kept the pressure on. Now, going in at halftime, we'd out really played them, and go out and to go in at halftime 10-6 was a little bit disappointing. We weren't able to get more done with the opportunities that we had in the first half. But we kept the pressure on, played really well. Defense came out, shut them down in the second half, and offensively kept it going. So it was a good game. I think when you look at how we played, that's the type of game we're looking for, is to go out, execute, and play well.
What jumped out to you different about the first and third quarters last week compared to the first and third quarters for the last couple of games, in terms of manufacturing those touchdown drives? You know, the McGahee score later on in the game, David Bruton blocks punt, you're right there at the door, okay, run the ball 4 times, get it in. But first and third quarters, what really jumped out, I guess, John?
Well, we kept the pressure on, especially, the first quarter we came out, we knew we had to get off to a quick start, and we did. And I think that by being aggressive, going forward on fourth down, a good catch, as you said, by Jacob, but to keep the drive going, get it punched in the end zone, that gets us going. And number one, that gets the fans into the game also.
Right.
And so when you get that momentum going early, it's just a matter of holding on to that. We, as I said, we continued to move the football. We didn't have a lot to show for it at halftime. But we're able to come out the second half, defensively shut them down, get them off the field, and then continue to execute offensively in the third quarter and put some points on the board. So, and I think when you look at that, Peyton did a tremendous job getting the ball out. Offensive line really played well, gave them the time to be able to get the ball out, and there's a combination of many things up there. And we were able to run the football. So it was a good combination what we're doing offensively, and then just got after them defensively.
It seems like Peyton completed a pass to pretty much every skill player who dressed just about during that game. Is that just at this point you're getting a few weeks in, is that just kind of the natural progression of him getting used to everyone around him and vice versa? Or was Oakland doing something where he just said, hey, look, he's open, there you go?
Well, I think that's a part of it, is he's getting more comfortable with everybody, but also the fact that we do have some depth and we got a lot of different people he can go to, which is, puts a lot of pressure on the defense and something we want to do. So I think it's a combination of both.
We're going to get to Willis McGahee and Ronnie Hillman chipping in with the run game a little bit later on, talk about the defense here in the next segment, and then, of course, talk about the next trip, John, I'm getting easier, New England Patriots, going back to Gillette Stadium. We'll get to that in the final segment of the show. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks. We take your questions from Twitter. We reach out and ask you guys to send them in all week long leading up to taping this podcast. And we're going to take one here in this segment, John, from Miles Brown, wondering if this win versus Oakland can help get the team kind of back on the other side of winning at home, especially against the AFC West, something we talked about last year. This team wasn't able to do.
Well, it's a good start considering we were 1-8 at home the previous nine against the previous 3 years. So it's a good start, and you know, we're hoping that that carries over. It's an emphasis for us. It's been an emphasis with John and with the football team to win these division games at home, because they really count as two. And because if we can win our division, we're in the playoffs, and that's goal number one, is to win that and get in the playoffs. And so that's why to be able to take advantage and use a home field advantage is so important.
You still get a little extra juice when you see the Broncos be a division opponent for you personally?
I do, because it's the Raiders, and they'll always be the Raiders. I'm not so sure it has the same now that you know, Al Davis is not around anymore. Right. I'm not sure that mystique's there as much as it used to be, but it's always nice to be able to beat the silver and black.
Counts as a win either way. 2-2, this team will take it. Miles, thanks for the question. On DenverBroncos.com, this is Elway Access. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Broncos bring a safety blitz. Carson Palmer in the pocket, hit as he throws. The ball is going to flutter to the ground. Incomplete. Palmer took a pretty good shot there from Elvis Dumervil. Screen set up right side. Reese has it. Chan Bailey has Marcel Reese for a loss in the play. There's the 11-time Pro Bowler making a big play on defense. A loss of four. He tosses it left side. And McFadden is not going to get there. Matter of fact, he'll lose yardage back to the 25. Von Miller, the first to greet Darren McFadden. Bronco players celebrate as they trot to the sideline. Raider players walk dejectedly to their sideline. And the Raiders, for the third consecutive series, go three and out. Play fake for Palmer. Looks left. Now in trouble. And he's going to be sacked. Wesley Woodyard was there, and so was Elvis Dumervil.
I feel like we started slow, but we came in the locker room and made the necessary adjustments. And yeah, I mean, it was really simple, the corrections we had to make. We just go out there and do our job, plain and simple. And we found a way to get it done in the second half.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and you also heard from Chant Bailey post-game in the locker room talking about the corrections that he and the defense made at halftime, pretty much keeping the Raiders scoreless throughout the second half and taking pride of not letting them punch in another touchdown there towards the tail end of the fourth quarter. On DenverBroncos.com, this is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sending in your questions. And, John, Darren McFadden, you know, there's a lot of highlights of him running kind of through and around this team for a little bit the last couple of years, but I think he wound up for a little more than 30 yards last week. That is a dramatic change from the last two times these teams have played. What did the defense do to really slow him down?
Well, I think it was an emphasis to stop him because he can't get going. He's a great back, one of the top backs in the league. So, and out of those 34 yards he got, I think he got 15 of them on the first two plays, and so really – We knew we had to stop him and slow him down. The defense did a tremendous job, and the scheme was great. Jack did a great job with scheme and really put the pressure on Carson Palmer to throw the football with the injuries, plus the injuries they'd had at wide receiver. So it was an all-around great performance by the whole defense and throughout the 60 minutes of the game to be able to really shut them down. A defense that scored 34 points against the Steelers the previous week. So it was a great defensive performance.
The rookie Derek Wolf, I think it was the third quarter, Raiders making their way out of the north end zone. They sweep McFadden right. Derek Wolf comes up, stands him up, puts him on his back. You got to like seeing that toughness out of the rookie.
Well, yeah. I mean, Derek has just continued to get better week in and week out, and he has the type of mentality you want to play with on the defensive side. So, we were able to win the line of scrimmage. Anytime you can dominate the line of scrimmage offensively or defensively, you're going to have a lot of success, whether you are the offense or the defense. And that's what we did up front defensively is guys did a tremendous job of controlling the line of scrimmage. And then when they did pass, you got Elvis and everybody coming off the edge, Vaughn coming off the edge, be able to put some pressure on him also.
You touched on the depth. This team able to do that without having Joe Mays in the building at all on Sunday. He's back here now getting ready for the Patriots. But how important is that depth going forward when you can plug in for a guy like Joe Mays and be that successful stopping the run?
Well, and that's a lot of that credit goes to Keith Brooke. He really stepped up, moved from Will to Mike. And that's the thing is when you have a guy that has the type of experience that he has been very beneficial. So he stepped in, really played well. Danner Trevathan played a little bit at the Will backer also in certain situations. And then Wesley Woodyard played well again too. So we're able to step in where we lost Joe, and those guys really stepped it up and did a great job. So, that's what you have to have. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have nicks during games, and to be able to have those guys step up is going to help you tremendously.
Jim Axelford's wondering, how pleased were you with the improvement from the team's defense on third downs compared to the first couple of weeks? Maybe I'll start because they were better on first and second down.
That, and plus, anytime a team's 1-12 on third down, you've done something right. And I think that's always, if you look at any stat, no matter what, you can look at in the final stats, you can usually point who won the game by third down conversions, because that's the bottom line. You got to get teams off the field. And we'd struggled with that, but again, came back with an emphasis on it. Jack put an emphasis on it this past week, and the guys really responded and did a great job of getting them off the field.
A lot of guys said in the locker room after the game that's incredibly deflating for an offense when they're just going off the field. They cannot convert third downs, and then Peyton and the rest of the offense, they go out and they go down the field and score. I think we're starting to see that one phase feeding off the other, something that I know you've been looking forward to seeing.
Yep, no question. I think, and any time, and one of the things I've always looked at as a quarterback's job is to pick up third downs. I mean, you can struggle on first and second down, but if you make one play on third down and get the first down, then you're still on the field and you've been successful for those three plays. And so, that's the one thing. If you can stop people on third and pick up third downs, which even offensively we'd struggled a little bit the last couple of weeks, but again, I think we were 10 for 16 on third downs We're very good there and stayed on the field and continued those drives. And so, it's nice to be able to come out of a game. And I didn't realize this till after the game that we didn't even punt. And that
right.
that doesn't happen very often.
Britton could have he could have watched it at home. He could have sat down on the couch.
Well, no, he had to hold for
Prater's right.
field goal. So no, we needed him.
That's true. Pardon me. It's a good thing he was there. Adam Ross wondering. Adam thinks that the acquisition of defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio is just as beneficial as Manning. Adam's wondering, can this defense really keep getting better? Can it get better than it was last week?
Absolutely. I think that as we're talking about Peyton getting used to everybody around him, I think everybody on the defensive side is getting used to Jack and what his philosophy is on the defensive side and staying within the defense that we're playing. And so, everybody's still learning week in and week out, and we're still getting better. So I think that, the sky's the limit for the defense and what we have on that side. And we're excited about, the ability that they have to continue to get better.
Willis McGahee went over 100 yards, almost 6 yards a clip. We'll talk about that and answer more of your questions next on LA Access.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium credit card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
Handoff. This is going to be Willis McGahee. McGahee breaks out. He's got some room to run out of the 15, out of the 20, and tripped up. Here's the handoff to Willis McGahee. Straight up the middle. McGahee inside the 25, inside the 20. Runs over a Raider at the 15 and carries Matt Giordano to the 13. Handoff McGahee left side. McGahee running to the goal line. McGahee tumbles into the end zone. And Denver with another touchdown here in the third quarter, increasing their lead to 23-6.
They're fast, man. You know, Raiders have a great team. You know, they play a great defense, but I think our offense, we wanted it more. We went out there, we did what we had to do.
The thing that's probably the most surprising is, you know, his leadership ability, you know, being a consummate pro, how he goes about his business. I think it's good for those young backs. I think it's always important to have a good role model at a position they can really bring along and help and show the right way to do things for young players. And I think Willis has done that extremely well. The fact that he's had success running the ball is not surprising to me.
It happens, you know. Who says I'm going to have 100 yards every time? But it is what it is. That's a great defense over there. You know, they're made to make plays and try to stop the run. So my job is to make the run go.
Once again, those highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. We also heard from Willis McGahee, who we touched on earlier, went for 112 yards Sunday against the Raiders. And head coach John Fox from the podium following the Broncos' win. John, you like to see how much the offense can help Peyton Manning get that passing game going. Willis McGahee, Ronnie Hillman, they did just that. They were going between the tackles. They were running outside. They were kind of running every which way they could. How good is it to see Willis contributing like that at home, especially when he knows he's got a back on the other side whose goal was also to run the ball?
Well, and that's always a goal offensively, to be able to do what we did and execute the way we did Sunday with the passing game, with Peyton throwing for 338 yards, and then the rushing game with Willis and Hillman coming in and getting some experience, and then Lance Ball also. So, that's the type you'd have 505 yards of total offense. We'd like to have that week in, week out, and have the great balance that we had. And Willis did a great job. He does a great job between the tackles and has tremendous patience in finding the holes. And so it was nice to see us get a running game going a little bit.
Coach Fox said Monday here at Dove Valley that not only is Willis still capable of piling up yards like that, but he's someone that Ronnie Hillman and even Lance Ball, who's been in the league for a few years, can look up to and talk to and ask questions. And so he's a presence not just on the field, he's a presence in the locker room for these younger backs, all these guys that Mike McCoy is going to tap on the shoulder as we go forward this season.
That's where Willis has been great. I think that, he's selected a captain, and so a guy, a veteran that has been around the league and done a lot of great things. And so, it's nice to see him play like he did last week. As you said, and as John said, it doesn't seem like he's lost a step. And so we continue to give him that football, and we're going to need him. We're four games into this thing, have a long way to go, and so we got to continue to get better in that running game. But Willis has been a great asset for us in not only this year but last year.
David Young from Twitter asks, do you think maybe Willis McGahee is one of the league's more underappreciated backs? I mean, he's been in the league for a little while. This is another team he's playing with, but he's still productive, so you got to appreciate him now.
Well, you appreciate him. I don't know who's underappreciating, but I know that we appreciate him here and what he's done, and not only what he means to the Broncos on the football field, but also in the locker room. And so, as we talked about earlier, he's just been a tremendous asset with his experience and the type of person he is to keep everything positive and going in the right direction. So he may have been underappreciated out in the public, but he's not here. We appreciate the heck out of him.
Yeah, certainly not underappreciated here in this building. There was so much positive news to come out of Sunday's win. One of the negatives, of course, was the injury to center J.D. Walton. Peyton Manning said after the game he felt sick. He, you know, anyone who plays or watches the game hates to see something like that happen. Walter Silver asking how much now will signing Dan Copen kind of pay off now that J.D. is hurt. You got a veteran you can slide in there.
It's always difficult when you see someone that's worked as hard as J.D.'s worked. And I think that, you know, before that injury, he's only missed one play in his previous 3 years.
Right.
And so, you know, he's been a stalwart within that offensive line, a leader in there. And so he's always going to be missed because he brings an attitude, too. He's a guy that is nasty inside there. And so we're going to miss J.D. no matter what. Dan Copen's got a tremendous amount of experience. It's ironic that he's going back for his first start in New England against the Patriots, where he spent so much time. But Dan is still – he's got that experience, and you know, we're thrilled to have him because he can step in there and knows the offense and can be that leader that you need at the center position. So we're excited to be able to put Dan in there, and I'm sure that, you know, he's going to be the player that we expect him to be when we signed him earlier in the year.
How tough a spot was he in there? He hadn't been in the building necessarily that long, certainly not like a lot of other guys who have been here since camp, and all of a sudden he slides right in there, and he's got Peyton Manning behind him, and he's got to help this offense go.
Well, I think that experience has helped him tremendously. Plus, there's a lot of things that we do that are like what he knew in New England.
Right.
And terminology has been, because Josh was here, a lot of that terminology is carried over. And so he's used to the terminology. And so it was a pretty easy fit for him. And plus, he's an intelligent guy. You have to be to play that position. And so I think he's picked it up rather quickly and fit in really fast.
David, Walter, great questions. Thanks so much for sending them in. We got one more segment left. We're going to talk about this team traveling to New England to face the Patriots. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
We were determined. I thought we did have a good week of practice. Probably had our best week of practice. That was something we really emphasized. Doesn't always guarantee that you're going to play well on Sunday, but it gives you a better chance. You know, we were just more efficient during practice about finishing drives and doing the little things right. And it certainly transferred today. We're going to need to have that again next week and beyond.
Yeah, I've seen steady improvement, and not just him, but just how he operates with, you know, all his teammates. When you talk about passing the football, there's a lot of moving parts, whether it's protection, that's backs, tight ends, and receivers understanding hots. So it's just a lot of stuff. And the reactions and the adjustments are, you know, pretty intricate. And, you know, I think he's getting more comfortable every time he goes out.
Once again, from the podium post-game Sunday, that's Peyton Manning and John Fox talking about how Peyton and the offense are getting more comfortable as this football season starts to roll into October and to Week 5. And the Broncos, John, the first of two road games in a row, this one off to New England, where last season came to a halt, faced the Patriots that for the most part look pretty similar to what this team saw when they were there back in January. Got to make a trip, tough road game, another good test for this team.
Well, it really is, and they're one of the top teams, probably the team to beat in the AFC. If not, they're right there up top, and they have been for for the last 10 years. And so it's another good test for us, see where we are, see how we handle it. We're going into a tough situation, a tough place to play, and they're coming off a big win against Buffalo last week. So this will be a great test for us. Hopefully we can go in there and play like we're capable of and get out of there with a win.
Anthony Vajegas through Twitter is wondering defensively, what can this team do to try and neutralize New England's unique set of tight ends and receivers? I know that Aaron Hernandez has been fighting an injury. He could play this week. He might not come back till the following week, but he was one of the guys that hurt this team back in January. There's a lot of guys out there to defend and a lot of guys Tom Brady can throw to.
Well, they're explosive. We saw that last week when they scored 31 points in the fourth quarter against Buffalo. So they're very, very explosive. I'm not sure that you stop these guys. Hopefully we can slow them down. And then, one of the ways you can do that, too, is be very productive on the offensive side and take advantage of the times that you have the ball there. And so I'm sure Jack is working on coming up with a plan that best fits our talent against theirs and gives us an opportunity to be successful. But you're never going to stop these guys totally. We got to slow them down. And then offensively, we've got to be good also. And when we get opportunities, we have to be able to put points on the board.
You touched on Coach Del Rio. Eric Hoffman's wondering, how much can Coach Del Rio glean from that loss back in January, or you just kind of add that to the stacks of tapes that he's looking at, including the first four games from this season?
Well, Jack's system is different than we had last year, so right. I'm sure that'll be a system that he looks at. But they will attack us differently because it's a different system. And so, I think that that's always one of the tapes that gets looked at. But I'm sure the defensive staff is going to have a good plan and be ready to go.
As a football fan, I think this is going to be a highly anticipated matchup of Week 5. Peyton Manning going back to Gillette Stadium, where he's faced Tom Brady for a lot of memorable football games. I think at its core for you, you want to see this team win, get to 3-2 before going off to place to face San Diego. But as we started this segment with the next true test for this team, you want to kind of see where the Broncos are right now. Why not go against last year's AFC champions?
Well, that's it. I think we've had an opportunity to play two losses that we have are against two of the top teams in the league right now, in Atlanta as well as Houston, and both those teams are 4-0 now. You've got New England at 2-2, but they could very easily be 4-0 if you go back and look at the losses that they've had. So this is another test for us and find out how we match up, and for us to be able to go into a hostile area, a hostile stadium, and be able to play the way we're capable of. Because for us to get where we want to get, and that's to be competitive in world championships, you're going to have to go in and you have to learn to play well in games like this against good football teams. And so this will be a good test for us.
Yeah, it sure will. Up there in Gillette, where it does get loud. John, thanks so much for your time. And all of you who did send your questions in, thanks so much. We really do appreciate it. You guys make this show go. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been LA Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.